Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and thank you for the lesson here. Again, we encourage, Lord, with trials and situations that come, to run to you, because running to you, we will go through the waters, we will go through the fire. And as the friends of Daniel, they didn't even smell like fire after they were thrown into the fiery furnace. So thank you, Lord, for your inspiration at all times. Unless you build the house, we labor in vain. And so we draw close to you at all times, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. The readings, my sweetie.
We are reading Psalm 119 from verse 25 to 32 from the TPT. Lord, I'm fading away. I'm discouraged and lying in the dust. Revive me by your word, just like you promised you would. I've poured out my life before you, and you've always been there for me. So now I ask, teach me more of your holy decrees. Open up my understanding to the ways of your wisdom, and I will meditate deeply on your splendor and your wonders. My life strength melts away with grief and sadness. Come strengthen me and encourage me with your words. Keep me far away from what is false. Give me grace to stay true to your laws. I've chosen to obey your truth and walk in the splendid light of all that you teach me. Lord, don't allow me to make a mess of my life, for I cling to your commands and follow them as closely as I can. I will run after you with delight in my heart, for you will make me obedient to your instruction.
Hallelujah. You had just see here the encouragement again is always to run to the Lord and not from the Lord. And I think of the letters of Paul, where he tells us we mustn't, you know, he's writing this and he wants us to understand that there was many times that he'd despaired even unto death, though it was bad, it was heavy testing. But praise God, God always came through. And so he writes there, so it was so that he would trust in his God and not in himself. So that's the thing, guys. Unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. And this wonderful God of ours will turn our tragedies into triumph. So we run to him and not from him. So thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day today. And so together with you, we labor not in vain. We labor to our gain. You help us just go through and grow in every situation. We thank you for having such a wonderful God, such a wonderful Savior, such a wonderful, very present help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.